So the fastest way to change is to ask really good questions. So that was a really good one. What if nothing's wrong? If you just picked all of tomorrow and all day caught yourself saying, well, if nothing was wrong, how would I describe this, think about this, how would I speak, how would I show up? Okay. So I'll give you some examples if you want to know what that looks like. So when a child of any age, this was consistent from all ages, is doing something that I would like to should, like, you shouldn't do that, but I, you know, I refuse to speak that. So it comes out more like this: oh my gosh, I really don't enjoy it when you are doing that. Right? I stay in my business. I don't suppress my emotion. I voice my emotion, but I never make it reprimand or criticism. Mm. Sometimes it comes out like this, because I live in a house with a lot of men, is, I am so glad I am not a guy. That is so judgmental, right? And it is a criticism, you know, kind of worded differently, but it is. But that is still honoring my feelings, but staying in my own business. Do you get the difference? So if you were to play with what if nothing's wrong, and I'll give you something from Abraham that really helped me at the most difficult time in my life, this helped me start softening the mind process. It's the expression, wouldn't it be nice? So if you're in traffic and you feel the agitation and you want to should everybody, you could say, wouldn't it be nice if the traffic just cleared or the perfect song came on the radio or I was enlightened for the rest of this drive, you know, whatever, be funny. Wouldn't it be nice? And for some reason, saying wouldn't it be nice doesn't change anything, but it softens your reaction. So it's part of a process of getting out of a habitual mindset into some space so that eventually you can pick what you focus on. Does that make sense? Because it's really hard to go from heavy judgment that doesn't feel good to open-minded thought. It's just very difficult.
I've heard Abraham say something similar, and I want to know if this is, if this would be better.
We're judging him.
Okay,
let me help you.
What would be better?
I'd like to know examples so I can figure out when to use which one.
Yeah, I like to know examples so I can figure out when to use which one.
Oh, yeah.
Which is there was the wouldn't it be nice if or what if the possibility of blah 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 happened. Is there a difference in vibration between the two of those questions that you would ask yourself, or?
Okay, so here's how you would play with that. Speak either one and see which resonates with you, which feels lighter, right? So sometimes I'll say, oh, look at that, now I get to see who I am in this. Other times, that's too big a reach for me. And so I just go, ooh, wouldn't it be nice, right? So it's never about there's one right answer. It's about developing the skill set that you can always trust you to figure out what feels better. Does that make sense? So, you know, all of Abraham's teachings come down to the emotional scale's guidance, and your only goal is to ever feel better. But there are things you can learn that make that possible. Like learning, you know, tapping helps, but learning conscious language, learning how to understand the emotions, learning, the biggest one I'm always coaching is learn the 7 habits and integrate them, because they are true in all teachings across the board. Those things help give you a better experience. When you're in a better experience, it's easier to pick, right? If you're fighting for survival, or if you're in horrific patterns of woundedness, you don't have any choice. You know, the whole free will thing, yeah, I've argued that with a few friends. You have to work really hard before you can play with free will. Okay. So does that help a little bit? You just try everything on for size, and whatever you run with in the moment, that works for you then. And it will shift, because at all times we're influenced by many different things. You know, what's the nutrition level in your body? What's the hunger? What's the restedness or the sleepiness? What's the demands on you in that moment? So sometimes one thing's going to feel higher vibration than other times. You just reach to just The trick is not trying to quantum leap out of where you are to bliss. Just pick a little bit better, and from there, you might tweak it again.
And what about conscious language? Where can you find better suited words for what you want to express?
There is this course of study called conscious language.
Okay.
Donna Fisher teaches here in Houston. She came to tapping once and couldn't bear it because of all the words I use in tapping. You know, because there, you know, we say want, we say a lot of negatives, you know, it's like the opposite of conscious language, which is the point, because we're addressing subconscious thought. But there is a whole study. There's a book on it. You can take classes in it. And people have profoundly changed their paradigms by very strongly only practicing conscious language. And of course, you want to get by a teacher, a coach, a mentor, do the classes so you get feedback. Because again, most of what we say, we don't hear.
So would a baby step toward that be to use positive affirmations?
Yes, and affirmations do work if you do thousands of them, right?
Well, in my 20s, I did a lot of work with them to change my negative self-talk. I was super negative in all my self-talk.
So yeah, because while you're saying the positive affirmation, you can't hold the opposite frequency of negative.
So I went to this thing at the Cynical, the Catholic, you know, thing, and they had this great little course on, and there were just like 7 basic affirmations, and I did. I learned them by rote, but it helped. It did help me. You know, it was a baby step.
You just
step.
Said it by rote. So you were mantraing them hundreds to
That's
thousands of
times. That's all I could
do
at that time. That's all I could
do. And they work. They change the neuroplasticity in your brain. My friend Joel Ward teaches the affirmation course. He's amazing. He's certified under Louise Hay, Heal Your Life. He is the one to go to on affirmations. And it's blessed his life and so many lives through
And
him.
Louise Hay, I mean, that's
her
first books were about that.
So here's the thing, you have to do it consistently enough over a prolonged period so that your vibration can literally align to what you're speaking. Because basically, first you're just saying it, you don't align to it. And, you know, even negative thought, negative speak doesn't jack up your life experience unless you keep feeding it. It's whatever your dominant resonance is what we're creating from. Okay? But good questions, skill sets that have gotten other people where you want to go, those are the right actions. So here's the difference between spirit and human. Humans have to take physical right action to accomplish anything. So even non-resistance, you have to have a protocol to deal with judgment and resistance, or you're not going to make any progress. And this is the piece that's difficult for all of us, really. People come on a metaphysical journey and they think, well, I can change everything through my thought. That's not literally true in a human body. You have to align your action to the vibration of the thought. So we're a very multidimensional being. You have to get all of it in alignment to what you desire. So affirmations are a good place to get the mind headed in that direction. But then you want to follow up with, well, if I did believe this affirmation, what are the actions I would take? And then you want to practice those till you don't even notice it's like who you are now. And then once you have that, then you're creating from that frequency. Does that make sense?
I learned a lot about what Doyle does in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, filming it.
And, you know, it isn't just that he just says affirmations. I mean, there's a lot of right action to what he teaches, like mirror work and meditation and other things. So it's not just being able to repeat by rote. He does a lot of right action with that to ground that and make it work.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. But, and, you know, any protocol, you want to remember that you are this miracle, this unique version of the Creator living here in this experience to expand all of creation. You're not getting anything wrong. That's your contribution being different. Your ups and your downs both have the same value. Your light and your darkness is all of service. And yet, this time on Earth, we can pick from our personality much more often than we ever could before. So figure out what you want. Do tapping to give you space, but go ahead and learn. Hey, what are the actions? What are the thoughts? What would I have to know to actually be in that success? I got to hear a hypnotist speaking. He's some big, very incredibly wealthy hypnotist. He was showing us pictures of his mansion. And I mean, like a real mansion, like more rooms than they even knew they had.
Wow.
And he was saying, when I went from millionaire to multimillionaire, I knew for me to get to billionaire that I had to think differently than a millionaire or a multimillionaire. And so he went and asked somebody, what beliefs do I need to let go of and what new beliefs do I have to align to hit the billion? Because people who are billionaires think way differently than multimillionaires, who think differently than millionaires, who think differently than people who are not. Does that give you a better analogy to grasp on? And yet it's a progression.
So what are those beliefs so I can incorporate them?
That's what he was selling. He does stage hypnosis, and he was like, well, he showed us, you know, what hypnosis could do. Like, it's just amazing what people would do in public under hypnosis, right? And so what he was selling is a weekend where he hypnotizes you to have those beliefs. And yet, you're not going to change your blueprint of you in one weekend. I don't care how good the hypnotist is. It is a journey always. We are organic beings that have to grow. I just read a great example. You know, we all want shortcuts. Hey, tell me how to do it right now, right? Can you imagine a farmer taking shortcuts? Hey, I'm just going to play and do other stuff all through planting season, but right before I reap what I've sown, I'm going to plant that night. Right? And so really think about this. We're organic beings. It's always a process. That's the gift of life. Right? So, Carrie, to answer your question even a little further, you're at the place now where you know many things, and you could trust yourself very rapidly now to play. Oh, does this feel a little bit better? Oh, let me try that. Oh, this is working today. And so the trick is, when we first start in pain, it's like, give me anything, and if it works, I'm sold on it. Right? When I first found tapping and I had all these this progress, I was like, man, everybody needs to tap. Let me tap on you, you know, let me show you how. And then you learn, yeah, it's not right for everybody at the same time.
Right.
And it's not going to be for everybody. And there's a flow and an ebb, and just there's just so many different cycles and patterns. And it's not the one answer. Nothing is the one answer. And so that's where you come out of that mindset, out of the judgment of it's this or it isn't, and you start playing with, ooh, how high can I vibrationally align today? Okay, so you want to experience that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so take a breath.